Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, today I want to talk about something that is actually deceptively simple, but it is actually very, very powerful. And I've talked about this before, but it's worth bringing up again, and that is recognizing wins. And this time, I'm not talking about those huge celebration, throw the confetti type wins. I want to talk about the small wins, the small things that keep our team moving. It could be as simple as figuring out that very confusing spreadsheet, you know, or sending that client email, and this time it actually goes across well and comes across well to the system working for a day if you've had problems all the time. Noticing small wins isn't just a nice to have type tool in your leadership handbook, if you will, but it actually can save you some time and energy as well. And because time and energy is on everybody's mind, let's talk about that a little. When people do feel seen, valued, and heard, they feel appreciated, which means they're also doing more of what you're hoping to see, which is less time for you micromanaging or firefighting because that email didn't go out well, or more time, you know, doing things that don't make sense to what you should actually be doing, which is things like strategy. And we all want to be honest here. As I said, who doesn't want more time and energy by Friday afternoon or even on Monday morning? So here's why small wins matter. I want you to consider your team like something mechanical, like a watch that has all the gears and stuff in it. The big gears are easy to see and easy to notice. So maybe these are the big wins or those projects with tight deadlines, the big client presentations that have big deadlines, those types of things. But if all those little cogs aren't turning smoothly, then the big gears don't turn and everything sputters. So this is where the small wins come in, those little cogs. They keep the machine running smoothly, whatever that is, your watch or something else. Let's look at it this way. If one of your team members finally figures out a process that they've been struggling with for weeks, maybe it is sending out that email to a client that doesn't come back with a lot of questions. You could, you know, if you acknowledge this, a couple things can happen. That employee is going to feel valued, they're going to feel confident, and they're actually going to feel more confident the next time they do it because they know they did it well. And they'll do more of that again and maybe even help another team member, maybe who is struggling as well, because they're sharing what is now working. And instead now of that magic wand that you might have that I talk about in my time and energy management workshops, you're now using your eyes and just a few words of acknowledgement and encouragement in order to save your team members' time and energy and your time and energy as well. Because now you don't have to double check everything. You're not always reminding people things. You're not always correcting things. So let's talk about what is a small win. What am I going to, you know, celebrate so that I can save a little time and energy for everybody? This could be simple. It could be someone takes initiative on a task without being asked. Maybe a report finally comes in accurate and on time for the first time in months. Or maybe even, because miracles can happen, somebody makes a meeting on time or ends it on time if that is a problem within your organization. It could be as simple as someone remembering to fill the all-important coffee pot. How can we recognize some of these wins? Well, I would like you to consider little things like a message, your words. You know, hey, Tara, I noticed that you handled that email, that client, that thing really well. I greatly appreciate it. Depending on who it is and how they like to be recognized, it could be a shout out in a team huddle. You know, you could say, hey, everybody, I want to share a quick win that happened this week. Also making sure that you're acknowledging everybody, you could keep a little list or celebrating someone weekly so that everybody does get celebrated at some point for something. Again, you want to be celebrating those small things that actually help build their confidence to stop asking you all those questions or having the revolving door. Just those few seconds of acknowledgement, whether it be in a team or one-on-one, can actually create the ripple effect. It can save hours of energy in the long run. And it may start small and it may not happen right away, but over time, you're going to find that time and energy becomes everybody's newest thing they have rather than complaining about. The leadership part here is that recognition is something that can amplify our energy in a good way, not a bad way. So when you consistently notice and celebrate those small wins, your team members need less instruction, like I mentioned, because they're more confident about what they're doing. Motivation can also increase in your team as well because they're feeling good and they're feeling valued and heard. And people will naturally start to take ownership over things. So you're not going to be working harder, you're working smarter. And, everybody will be doing this. Everybody will be working a little better, a little more confidently, and a lot smarter. Here's your challenge for this week. I want you to pick one small win per team member, or if you have a massive team, pick one for yourself. I want you to acknowledge it. And if it's a team member who likes to be acknowledged privately, then please do it that way. Or publicly, if that feels more authentic to that person, just make sure it fits how they want to be recognized. And then start to watch what happens. Do your energy levels change? Does the motivation change? Noticing those differences. Now, remembering that small wins, as I said, are kind of like that compounding interest. They really do start small and subtle, but over time, you will find that your team culture and your team energy and even that time management starts to go in a great way. So remember, notice the small wins, make sure you're celebrating them and recognizing them. And then I want you to watch, sorry, your team and even your own time and energy and see how it's changing over time. Keep noticing, keep celebrating, and then your time and energy will come as well. Thanks for tuning in to Tip Thursday with Tara. I've just launched a brand new leadership community for leaders of all levels, from those curious about leadership, seasoned pros, and business owners. We dig into practical topics like this every week and month. It's a place to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are rolling up their sleeves and doing the hard work with heart, just like you, and maybe with a little help of the coffee too. That sounds like your kind of space. Please check it out at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info and come join us. If you're looking for a little bit more hands-on support, perhaps coaching to tackle those leadership challenges, save your energy and time, or build stronger, more empowered teams, I'm here to help. Explore our programs, tools, and coaching at amplifyingleadership.ca, a division of Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.